Blog Talk Radio. And that's Catholic artist Margaret Becker wanting us to make it right, to fall in love with Jesus, and to make the Mass the center of your life. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the Eucharist. And to fall in love with him, to receive him, heart, mind, and soul, with all your strength. And that's exactly what Pope St. John Paul II would ask.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
So, make it right to go to Mass, not just Sunday Mass, but if you could go any other time during the week, go and give thanks for the graces that you've been given. And so, welcome to Deeper Truth. This is Novena to St. John Paul II, Day 2. And let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And make an act of contrition. My God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I detest all my sins, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishment, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. And we should always be sorry for our sin. Go to confession often. Go to confession often. Do not let them hang on you, hang around you. It's a spiritual bath. You know, cleanliness is next to godliness. And that's what the confessional does. It cleanses us. It cleanses our soul. It does. And we can do spiritual communions on, like today, until Mass available. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you, and never permit me to drift away. No. Give me the strength and the fortitude, Lord, to hang tough. O Blessed Trinity, we thank you for having graced the Church with St. John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, and for allowing the tenderness of your fatherly care, the glory of the cross of Christ, and the splendor of the Spirit of love to shine through him. Trusting fully in your infinite mercy and in the maternal intercession of Mary, which Pope St. John Paul II was totally dedicated to Our Lady, totus tuus. He has given us a living image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He has shown us that holiness is the necessary measure of ordinary Christian life and is the way of achieving eternal communion with you. And grant us, by this intercession, by his intercession, Pope St. John Paul II, and according to your will, the graces we implore. Through Christ our Lord, amen. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. As the holiness of Pope St. John Paul II made several trips, missionary trips, journeys to America, And I was graced to go to one of them in Chicago in 1979. 2 million faithful gathered for Mass, a papal Mass, at Grant Park in Chicago. And I was there. That was so awesome. And he came here to inspire American Catholics, which he still does, through his prayer and intercession. And we pray for our government leaders that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with the truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded, our Constitution. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. And so we dedicate this novena to St. Pope John Paul II. We petition for the strength and unity of our church and for the protection of the family and our nation. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, that under his protection and guidance we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts, our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all our love. We offer to you the novena, this novena we have made as Americans. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy, convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you to stop the violence, to heal our soul, our wounded soul, America's wounded soul. May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions in this novena with Pope St. John Paul II. Most Holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the heart of this nation. Place truth in the center of every. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness to every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradictions from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. And this is day two. Dear St. John Paul II, you told us, excuse me, I plead with you never, ever give up on hope, never doubt, never tire, and never become discouraged. Be not afraid. With your help, I will not give up my hope. I will be persistent and unafraid. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And we are preparing to pray the Divine Mercy, a devotion which Pope St. John Paul II from Poland inspired, because he recognized never for nothing. It is never for nothing. Because what we do for Christ, what we do our faith, is never for nothing. And Catholic artist Margaret Becker wants us to remind us that very point.
Before.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And the Divine Mercy. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, and the soul, the body and blood and soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. And that ends, and this ends part one of today's program. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And today is October the 19th. October 19th is a day that the church, that the Catholic Church remembers the heroism and missionary zeal of the Jesuit North American martyrs. Saint Jean de Brebeuf, he said this, "Yes, dear Jesus, yes, dear Lord, if all the tortures that captives undergo in this land, if all the stark intensity of their suffering should be my lot, I offer myself for it with all my heart." Jesus told his apostles, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Saint John Jean de Brebeuf, March 25, 1593 through March 16, 1649, was a French Jesuit missionary who traveled to New France, Canada, in 1625. Saint Jean studied at the College of Rouen and acted as steward there. Because of his deep commitment to serving Christ and his zeal to be a missionary, the provincial of France, Father Pierre Cotton, chose him to lead a group to Canada, New France, in 1625. In June 1625, Saint Jean and his companions, Fathers Charles Lelment and Emond and Massé, lay brothers, Francois and Tartan and Gilbert Durell, traveled to Quebec. There they lived among the Montagnards, who were part of the Huron nations. Saint Jean learned the Algonquin language and way of life, aiding him and his companions in witnessing for Christ. And Saint Jean would be joined with Father Anne Nere in 1626 to act as missionaries to the Huron. In learning the Indian culture of the Hurons, he found ways to show compassion or comparisons to explain Christianity. The threat of disease was a constant struggle as the Europeans were blamed for bringing the common cold to the Indians. Some of the Hurons believed Saint Jean to spread sorcery. They were very superstitious, and so the missionary outlooks had challenges. By 1640, nearly half the Hurons died of smallpox. It was truly very difficult. With Huron children and the aged dying, the Indians took refuge with the priests because they seemed unaffected by the diseases as they cared for the sick. In 1633, Saint Jean broke his collarbone, which took him off the front lines and back to Quebec to recover. While there, he continued to teach the Huron the ways of Christ. In 1649, an Indian uprising took place, capturing Saint Jean, along with companions Gabriel Lelment, when the Huron mission at Saint Ignace was attacked and destroyed by the Iroquois. The priests were taken to the village near Saint Ignace, where missionaries and converts were tortured before killing them. Survivors of this brutal attack gave testimony of the bravery of Saint Jean de Brebeuf and companions Charles Garnier, Noel Chabanel, Christopher Regnault. Saint Jean's concern during the torture was for his fellow companions. The cruel Indian torture was based on superstition, as they wanted to steal their courage. As part of this ritual, The Indians drank the blood of the missionaries. The Iroquois mocked baptism by pouring boiling water over St. Jane's head. Like Christ his Savior, St. Jane Befute endured his tortures without a word of complaint for himself. His death became his glory as he was taken into the heavenly kingdom. These stories or martyrdom only inflamed the desire by more missionaries to go to the New World, taking the Catholic faith to those who did not know Christ. St. Jean was only 18 years old when he joined French Jesuit missionary Father Isaac Chogues to go to the land of the Mohawks. As a young boy, St. John had been captivated by the harrowing stories told of Father Jogues. Father Jogues shared his tales and experiences of being a missionary among the Mohawks, bringing Christ and the gospel message to the people of the New World. St. John's enthusiasm to do God's work was recognized by all who knew him. He spoke of the exploits of the missionaries who gave their lives as martyrs in Indian territory and longed to go there. Father Jogues originally arrived in North America for the first time in 1636, where he landed off the shore of Quebec. Father Jogues told his companion, René Capel, a century ago, a Norman sea captain gave this place its name. He was on a ship here in the harbor, just as we are, only his ship was carrying the first white men to come up the St. Lawrence River. When he saw the cliff there, the captain of that little ship was amazed. He cried out in his rough farmer's French, Quebec, meaning, what a rock. That's where the name Quebec comes from, what a rock. To the enemies of the Mohawk, they were a fierce people who specialized in torture and fighting. They instilled fear with the beating of the war drums heard coming from the mountains in the distance. This was the reality and danger the missionaries encountered as they journeyed to reach out to the Mohawks with the gospel of Christ. Father Jogues would be captured by the Mohawks in 1641 and was forced to run the gauntlet because the Iroquois blamed the chest of religious articles for causing a bad crop that year. The gauntlet was a form of Indian torture that few survived, especially if the use of deadly weaponry was used. The Indians would have their captives run between two lines of braves who might be armed with tomahawks, clubs, and knives. Sometimes clubs and sticks might be used for the fortunate ones. Well-known settlers such as Daniel Boone and John Stark, and others ran the gauntlet. Father Jogues wrote of his experience of running the gauntlet. Before arriving at the Iroquois village, we met the young men of the country in a line armed with sticks. Father Jogues and companions were forced to walk slowly for the sake of giving time to anyone who struck us. René Capel was not so fortunate as he would suffer martyrdom at the hands of the Mohawks. The Indians pulled out their hair and beards. Father Jogues' right hand, his index finger, first digit, was literally burned, while another finger was crushed by a warrior's teeth. Father Jogues would eventually be freed and return home to France, but he longed to return to the land of the Mohawks. All these stories were known by St. John Alain, who also wanted to go to the New World as a missionary like Father Jogues. Finally, in 1646, St. John would hardly believe it that he would not only get the chance to go to Quebec, but to accompany Father Jogues on his second missionary journey. To test the young 18-year-old, his companion, Father Jogues asked St. John de Lanne if he wanted to take this trip. Father Jogues personally didn't believe he would survive this second time around. He warned St. John how others were permanently crippled and maimed, even if they did survive. Father Jogues warned him, "If you have any fear, don't come." None of this deterred St. John. His response was simply, "I'll go with you." So the mission was set. On September 27, 1646, Father Jogues, John de Lanne, and three Huron Indians set out from Quebec to by canoe, heading for the Mohawk village of Osamonon. As they traveled, the Mohawk drums spoke through the canyons that they were on the warpath. Indian drums rang in the distance, and two of the Huron Indian guides abandoned the missionaries, fearing what was ahead of them. Father Jogues and John de Lanne would be captured. They were stripped, beaten, and taken to the village. On October 17th, the Indians cut strips of flesh from Father Jogues' neck and arms. Because of the Indian superstition, they blamed Father Jogues for an epidemic because of their religious items. The Indians planned a mock feast, inviting Father Jogues to attend one of the lodges, where he was surrounded and attacked with tomahawks. He didn't stand a chance. The Indians took the body of Father Jogues and paraded him throughout the village as a trophy. They ultimately decapitated the missionary priest. St. John de Lanne was separated from Father Jogues and placed in another lodge when he learned of the martyr's fate. St. John went out looking for the body only to suffer the same fate. St. John was martyred on 19 October 1646. Father Jogues, John de Lanne, and Jane de Brebeuf were beatified by Pope Pius XI on June 21, 1925, and canonized on June 29, 1930. St. John de Lanne's feast day is October the 19th, the day he was martyred, which happens to be today and why I'm relaying this story. Prayer to the North American Martyrs. O God, who by the preaching of and blood of your saintly martyrs, Isaac and John and their companions, did consecrate the first fruits of the faith in the vast regions of North America, graciously grant that, by their intercession, the flourishing harvest of Christians may everywhere and always be increased. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the union of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and forever. Amen. Prayer petition. O God, who did inflame the hearts of your sainted martyrs with an admirable zeal for the salvation of souls, grant us, we beseech you, that what we now ask, we, for the salvation of souls today, as America has an uphill climb today, we pray for America, so that the favors obtained through their intercession may make manifest before men the power and glory of your name. Amen. Wow. And as a young boy, my mother sent me to a Catholic school called St. John de Lanne. And so I have a special love and respect for St. John de Lanne and the North American martyrs. and you look at how the Catholic faith, how the West was won, that's really how the West was won, is the spread of the Catholic faith, the gospel of Christ, which these North American martyrs, Daniel Boone, he was raised as a Quaker, but his father, Squire Boone, would be converted to the Catholic Church through the witness of these brave missionaries, Jesuit missionaries, and many, as it went west. And so we can, there's much to focus on the West. I had a chance, was given the opportunity, the grace, to speak at a couple of churches in Meeker, Colorado, and Rangeley, Colorado, which I couldn't help but see that when I went into a catacomb in Austria, where they held Mass in the second century, and what they used as an altar there, and the martyrdom of the Catholic priest by the Romans, and how the Catholic Church has not changed, and on the contrary, it has grown because of the zeal and the witness of these martyrs and of the spread of our holy Catholic faith. And so that is how the West was won. And I'll end with this song by Johnny Cash.
A cowpoke rode in one hot, dusty day to a store down in old San Antone. He stood at the window and I heard him say, "Do I have a letter from home?" The postmaster looked through the mail that had come, then smilingly shook his gray head. The cowpoke looked sadly a moment at him, and these are the words that he said: "No letter from home, no letter from home, there's never a letter from home. No message from mother or none of the others, there's never a letter from home." That night he was shot on the wrong side of town. No more on those plains will he roam. I reached for my Bible and gave it to him and said, "Son, here's your letter from home. If only I had just a little more time to read it," the young cowpoke said. "I can't take it with me, and I must go on." Then he died with his letter unread. The letter from home, the letter from home, no time for the letter from home. The cowboy lay dead with his letter unread, too late for the letter.
Well, for us, it's not too late for this letter from home. Every Mass, we hear words from this letter from home. In fact, every 3 years, the Catholic Church goes through the entire letter, A, B, and C cycles, through the church calendar. If you go to Mass every day, if you go through the daily, you can get the entire Bible twice, three times a year. You know, I'm just because of how the church calendar runs and the scripture that the church uses. That letter from home, and we have the means that we can read it in our families. So take that letter from the Lord, that letter from home, because it is His way for us to grow in our holy Catholic faith, to pray the rosary, which is focused on that our letter from home. So God bless you as we continue on through this 9-day novena of His Holiness Pope St. John Paul II and the prayer for America. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And today also, St. John Alon. Good night, everybody.